Yeah, absolutely. And I think that the news that's coming from yourselves and Highland Radio this morning will come as a concern to many women right across the county of Donegal. Obviously, campaigners have fought hard to retain services, to increase services here in the county. And the idea now that a well-flagged position is to become vacant and that there's no permanent solution or no permanent position to be filled is not helpful. And I think, Greg, that this comes at a really bad time because we've obviously are in the midst of a pandemic. Thankfully, I think we're on the right side of it now, and all hoping for these restrictions to be eased in the next wee while. But as one of the results of the pandemic, we've had delayed diagnosis, we've had delayed checks and breast check, and all that has been affected as well. So the idea that we'd try to be doing a catch up program without the necessary staff or without being able to deliver that program will be seriously worrying. So
yeah, and I think the problems are underlined when we have an official statement saying that, you know, breast check is prioritizing symptomatic women for their service. And the whole idea of breast check, it's a screening service. You don't prioritize, I mean, obviously you have to prioritize those with symptoms, but the whole idea is, isn't it, that this is a screening service, that you even catch people before they're symptomatic and offer the best outcomes.
Exactly. And you know, there's been a huge success in terms of breast check in that program. And that's exactly where we need to go, where we can screen beforehand and detect, cancers before there's any symptoms. Obviously, the outcomes are far, far greater. There is a big problem. There's a problem right across the country in terms of catch up. There has been misdiagnosis, delayed treatment as a result of the pandemic. But, you know, we have a big program of catch up to do. And now to go in and try to deal with that, possibly with one hand held behind our back in the form of not having this replacement for the consultant radiologist. Myself and Pádraig McLaughlin, TD, and Jerry McMonigal, who's also on the board of the SEALTA group, has written this morning to SEALTA and to Sean Murphy. We've copied Sean Murphy into this in relation to finding some of the clear answers, I think, that we all need today. What attempts have been made to recruit this position? Has there been delays or blockages at a national level? Because there's a terrible bureaucratic system that you have to go through to fulfill, or to even get approval to actually go to look for a post. What happens after the 4 weeks? One of the things, Greg, you know, as part of the hospital grouping, Letterkenny doesn't stand on its own anymore. It's part of the SEALTA grouping. So therefore, there's a responsibility on SEALTA to make sure that healthcare is provided to all of the regions in which it covers. And therefore, they have a responsibility to make sure that adequate cover is provided to Donegal, and the solution of just, well, travel to Galway isn't acceptable. That's not on the cards, in my view. We need to actually make sure it's delivered here in the region.